Honorable President, Your Excellency Dr. Margaret Chan, Director General of the World Health Organization, distinguished delegates, the recipient of the 9th Dr. Lee Jong-wook Memorial Prize for Public Health, the Henry Reeve International Medical Brigade of Cuba. Ladies and gentlemen, I am In-Yuan, or John Linton, President of the Korea Foundation for International Healthcare. Much to your surprise, I am a different looking Korean. Over the last 120 years, since 1895, four consecutive generations of my family have lived in Korea to serve for the educational and healthcare needs of the country. I was born in Jeonju, southern area of the Korean Peninsula, and I spent my childhood there. This has allowed me to share the sheer joy and challenges that the country experienced on its growth path as Korea has become a member of the OECD Development Assistant Committee. Therefore, I am greatly honored to have this opportunity to pay my respects to the late former Director General of the World Organization, Dr. Lee Jong-wook, and the recipient of the 9th Dr. Lee Jong-wook Memorial Prize for Public Health at the 7th World Health Assembly. Dr. Lee Jong-wook Memorial Prize for Public Health was established in the framework of the World Health Organization upon the initiative of the Ministry of Health and Welfare of Korea and through the Korea Foundation for International Healthcare. The prize has been awarded since 2009, making this the 9th anniversary year to honor the legacy of Dr. Lee, who passed away on May 22, 2006, while preparing for the World Health Assembly. The prize is awarded to those who have made an outstanding contribution to public health with the spirit of Dr. Lee, which is do the right things in the right places in the right way. As he stressed while he was with us, I am pleased to announce that this Nobel Prize goes to the Henry Reeves International Medical Brigade. The Henry Reeve International Medical Brigade was constituted in 2005 by the Ministry of Public Health of Cuba to spread the virtue of goodness and humanity throughout the world. Since then, the brigade has sent healthcare workers, including medical doctors and nurses, in response to disasters from latitudes spanning the Caribbean and Central America. Indeed, the brigade has responded to national disasters and serious epidemics faster than any other organization. For the last 11 years since its establishment, the brigade has dispatched a total of 7,254 healthcare workers to 19 countries in emergency relief activities, treating more than 3.5 million people and saving 80,000 lives. The Henry Reeve International Medical Brigade also played a pivotal role in combating the Ebola outbreak in West Africa that reached a peak in September 2014. Under the ratification of the World Health Organization, the support had continued until the Ebola outbreak came to an end in May of 2016. The American author Ernest Hemingway wrote the masterpiece, The Old Man in the Sea, on the coast of Cuba near Havana, and won the Nobel Prize of Literature in 1954. The novel tells us that the heroic determination of a human being is truly unleashed in a barren and challenging environment. Once you resolve to commit your life to other people, you must give them all as your heart tells you to do. The Henry Reeves International Medical Brigade did not let up in the face of risk and challenges. It spread a message of hope throughout the world by serving other people with determined medical support in recognition of the brigade's efforts, and endeavors that are most consistent with the spirit of Dr. Lee. We have selected the Henry Lee Medical Brigade as the recipient of the 9th Dr. Lee Jong-wook Memorial Prize for Public Health. On behalf of everyone present today, I would like to extend my wholehearted congratulations and gratitude to the Henry Reeve International Brigade. The Korea Foundation for International Healthcare will continue to be a reliable and trustworthy partner to the World Health Organization and the Ministry of Welfare, Health and Welfare of Korea in promoting the health of the global village. Thank you very much.